I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Is now 5 o'clock, and we've made it to Friday. It is June 18th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon again with the morning off. We arrived this morning to 73 degrees.
And it looks like a nice start on the drive with no lane restrictions or delays yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, we've had a full week of hotter than normal temperatures, and now one city is telling people to take big steps to conserve power or they'll have a blackout. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, more cities set records for the heat yesterday. 109 in St. George, 107 in Moab, 105 in Kanab, 102 in Spanish Fork, even 98 degrees in Cedar City and 78 in Alta. So even getting to the higher elevations didn't cool off that much. Speaking of cooling off, Dixie Power and the city of St. George say people there need to use less power today. It's a red alert day for their electricity users in southern Utah. They say California is putting a lot of pressure on the power grid and they are connected. So in a red alert, they say don't run appliances from 3 till 9 p.m. Don't turn on your oven. It's not a day to bake. And set the thermostat inside to 80 degrees. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
This heat wave has a big chunk of the nation's Midwest and Western states in its grips.
The dome of heat melting the West is expanding and shattering records as it spreads. Tens of millions of Americans sweltering temperatures above 100 degrees for multiple days. And it's still technically spring. Electrical grids strained to the max and the Dallas skyline darkened. Utility companies from Texas to California are begging people to set thermostats at 78 degrees and to brace for possible blackouts.
ABC's Matt Gutman reporting. From drought to flooding, Louisiana is under a state of emergency ahead of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. Potential tropical cyclone 3 is forecast to hit the coast starting today. Priscilla Simeon lives in Lake Charles and is still recovering from last year's storms.
This is our home, and we don't want to leave our home.
She says at this point they're going to ride this storm out. The drought impact is hitting Utah's farmers hard. Tom Favero and Dean Martini from Weber County say they're having to watch a big part of their crops die.
That corn there where I can't water it and don't have the water makes me sick to see it go to heck like that. That hurts, buddy. That hurts.
We're going to be back in production at least 30% of what normal should be. And hopefully we're only at a lack of 30%. It might be closer to 50%.
They say they hope to break even with their crop sales and warn that the lack of crops could lead to higher grocery prices. KSL's top national story this hour. A massive investigation is underway in the wake of a 90-minute shooting spree outside of Phoenix, Arizona. At least a dozen people are injured. One man is dead.
Police cornering the suspect an hour and a half after the initial shooting. Officers say they found at least one gun in the SUV during the arrest. Now the FBI and the ATF are joining the investigation. Federal agents working to identify any weapons used in the spree and find out where the shooter got them.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Pressure is growing for the Supreme Court's oldest member to retire.
18 legal scholars publishing a full-page ad in the New York Times calling Breyer a remarkable jurist, but saying it's best for the country if he steps down.
Now, no one can force a sitting justice to step down. Justice Breyer is showing no indication he's ready to go.
ABC's Ike Jachi. UTA is trying a new program that will significantly reduce the price low-income families need to pay to get around the valley. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
UTA is calling it the pilot program. Company officials say they wanted to simplify their fee structure and they wanted to address the problems that low-income populations face when trying to get around. People who have a salary that is below federal poverty guidelines can have their fares reduced by half. But UTA officials also say people with disabilities, seniors 65 and older, and kids between the ages of 6 and 18 can get the pass also. People can apply by logging on to UTA's website. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, There are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.